In April and June 2024, the BBC published two stories about the discovery of mass graves at Al Nasser and Al Shifa hospitals in Gaza. According to the internal BBC dossier, the article strongly implied that Israeli forces had buried bodies at both sites prior to withdrawing from the area. The articles also mentioned alleged evidence of war crimes, including bodies found with their hands tied and gunshot wounds to their heads. But the BBC's own editorial standards committee was told that this narrative was wrong. The memo says that the most likely explanation is that the mass graves were dug by Palestinians themselves and the people buried there had died or been killed prior to the arrival of the Israeli ground forces. So the BBC made a mistake. Well, perhaps. But the committee argues that the broadcaster knew that Palestinians were burying their dead at these sites before the Israeli raids. Whatever your personal views may be on the actions of Israel in Gaza, implying a country committed war crimes when there is evidence to the contrary has serious ramifications, not least because it could erode the credibility of genuine war crime claims at a later date.